Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Not live on YouTube today. It's all right. The show goes on. We're battling through.
You know, technology and stuff.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
You ever watch 50s television shows? They do the old sock hops. Yeah. The gals are in the, like, the high socks and the dresses and the way they dance back then, kind of cool.
Everybody knew how to dance back then.
Like back in the...
Now we just bump and grind.
Well, unfortunately, the super racist era of early movie making.
Yes.
Like It's a Wonderful Life when they're back at the school.
And they're dancing over the pool.
Yeah, over the pool. Dude.
It's good looking moves.
Those are the new TikTok dances, basically.
That's what people are bringing back nowadays.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing, recycling it.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of my stuffed up nose. I cannot resolve the issue. I feel fine. But it's, I don't know, dude. I'm sick every month now, and I literally can't breathe through my nose. It's driving me nuts. I don't know.
You know you can develop allergies throughout your life.
I know that you can, and I might be allergic to something. If anybody has nasal spray they want to bring in, it's driving me nuts, dude.
You can hear it.
Yeah, I know you can hear it. My voice is already annoying to begin with. That was even more annoying, all right? So if anybody's got any nasal spray they can bring in, that'd be delightful. Hook a brother up because I could use it. So I'd like to apologize for the next 2 hours because I'm sure it's going to be annoying and sound terrible.
I'll bring some tomorrow for you.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
I just got over congestion.
Yes.
I'll bring some tomorrow.
Well, I could still be plugged up tomorrow. I don't know
if I have. Bring your own nasal spray
tomorrow. I don't know if I have nasal spray. I can stop and get some on the way home. Yeah. I'll give it a shot. I wanted to read a couple thoughts here. We'll get to the mail sack coming up an hour from now. I got some stuff in football to get to. NFL draft's only 2 days away and a couple of college football notes as well. But just wanted to read some thoughts. Like, we'll wrap up the conversation on Dunn. We went a little long in the last segment.
My apologies on that.
It's okay. But I think it's something that, look, nobody knows how this is going to play out. I'm fascinated to see a change, and I'm not somebody who's scared away by said change. I want to read a few thoughts here. Somebody said, my biggest red flag so far, and not to write off, but something to watch, is that all this seemingly is a surprise for the internal folks. Late checkout canceled. Don't let that news be delivered by the hotel day of. No playoff shirts. Okay, I have a press release prepared to talk about something else tomorrow that is exciting. It's the communication void that Jody perpetuated, that he's continuing. That is the biggest concern to me.
I can understand some of that, the communication void. I mean, he's talked already more than Jody ever did.
His one press conference in 2 weeks is more than Jody did in a decade.
But that being said, like, to their point of, like, communicate, I would make a counter argument of, I hear what you're saying. I think the team could send out something. But Shield Tile basically did this, did he not? I know Twitter's not the end-all, be-all for people, and some
I brought this
on
up
it,
on the show yesterday. He jumped on immediately and was like, guys, we have something planned.
Now, I didn't believe him.
And I don't. Well, I mean, that's fine.
But the sourcing on that story makes me think, okay, they actually are going to do, like, noisemakers or a towel or
something. I think sometimes, look, again, to my analogy of there's blood in the water and sharks are swirling right now, or circling, I guess would be the right word.
Yes.
I don't think they foresaw all these things becoming headlines. The Dwayne Hankins thing was an interview with K2. Hey, are you having T-shirts? No, we don't have T-shirts this year.
And then, boom, it blows up.
And that was it. That
Chief
was the
Dundon
end of it.
Has already been a thing.
It wasn't a follow-up of like, so you're not doing anything? Do you have anything else prepared? Well, no, we don't. And then they had to come up with something out of their hip pocket. It was, do you have T-shirts? No, we don't have T-shirts. And then everybody ran with our cheap bastard owner is not going to do anything. The late checkout thing in the hotel was leaked to them. Like, it was somebody who was probably frustrated about having to check out early said, hey, I had to check out early. And then it becomes a story.
No doubt.
And the sending of the two-way players was discovered. And again, from the quick article, it might not even have been the edict of the owner for that not to happen.
I'm in the GM saying, I'm going to do this because it'll save us some bucks and make me look good for the owner.
Let's also acknowledge the fact that we don't know if the GM's going to be retained or not. Which, he is still fighting for his job in this case. And so if the new owner says cut costs and he's finding ways to cut costs, I don't blame Joe Cronin for doing things and try and save his job.
100%. I'm with you there. Whether it's Splitter and Cronin or Cronin and somebody new or just an entirely new org, we don't know. I was one and still am, I think, under the opinion that Joe is back at a minimum. I don't know about Tiago.
Right.
This article makes it seem like Dundon is definitely browsing in the general manager department. I mean, if you have Masai Ujiri, I have his name on the article, that tells me you're talking to people. Now, Masai is very entrenched in the Toronto community. He's no longer running the Raptors, but he's running the Toronto Tempo, or he's the partial owner of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you can get him to want to come out west. But, like, my whole stance on this, I said this yesterday, and I feel like I have to repeat this just because we got the article this morning. I don't want this to leak into the player-impacted side. I don't care if agents are mad.
No, I don't care either.
Let me break some news for you. Agents don't like cheap people. Agents want as much money as they can. Most of them are kind of scummy.
How many deals have we done for Clutch, and what have we gotten in return?
Chauncey in a sweatshirt outside of an FBI building.
Nice.
I don't know.
Okay. Because I keep getting, I was told that you have to be nice to these agencies.
You got to be nice to Clutch.
You have to.
You might get LeBron.
It'll pay off at some point.
Get LeBron.
When's it going to pay off?
I've heard too many stories behind the scenes of agents and former GMs, current GMs, coaches, of like, that relationship was ruined, so that player was never going to play.
Right.
That already happens,
guys. It's already impacting decisions
Tom
inside organizations.
Tom Cheap hasn't suddenly broke some mold where agents aren't pissed off and going to determine where or not their client is ultimately going to go. We went through this here with Scotty. Yeah. Scotty refused to be here.
Right.
And Whitsitt's like, yo, you can be a fourth banana if you want. And him and the agent decided, all right, let's go to Portland. F it. Let's try it. And it went rather well, I would say, for Scotty Pippen. My whole thing is just, I you tell me, if I would have been to you yesterday when we did this topic, if I would have taken the complete opposite approach as you, where it was like, yeah, let's kind of see how this goes. And I'm like, no.
No.
No, 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 no.
This is a disaster. It's going to end terribly.
And this ends with Billy Donovan coming to Portland. Just a hypothetical. And a trade of a big named caliber player.
For a star player to come to Portland.
I don't even know how to mold my take.
Right. Then are things great or is he still cheap?
Well, both.
Okay, so now he's cheap and he's great.
It's going to be cheap in areas. The funny thing to me is where fans are getting in of, he's cheap in areas that don't matter to you at all.
No, they don't impact you.
You don't go check out that hotel.
No, you do not.
Now, I like people not having to change it, but to the article's point, you've lived such a posh life as an organization with the Allen and Allen estate that, like, it is beyond a culture shock to have a guy come in and be like,
"That was
we need to eliminate $288,000.76. And someone go, what?
Excuse me?
Why that amount?
Right.
That's what this guy is doing. And what you're hearing is, yeah, you got the defense of him today.
Uh-huh.
You're also on the other side. If you think that's just all concrete, good luck and God bless you. There are people involved here whose livelihoods are impacted.
A little disgruntled right
now. So you don't think we're getting it on the both sides? We're getting it on the Dundon side and we're getting it on the I don't know if I have a job in 2 weeks side.
Right.
You have to decide where you sit. I'm sitting more in the middle of like, this is kind of awkward. I don't like how much it's coming up in the news. We're being laughed at, but also, this isn't really impacting anything yet.
I think back to, we did an interview with Orem right around when all this happened, and I remember a line that he told us that stood out to me at the time, and I think it rings true now, especially in reacting to all of this, and that essentially was, the Blazers as an organization had gotten very fat and happy over the last handful of years. There was no pressure to win. There was no edict from the owner of like, go do X, Y, and Z or you're out. I mean, look, we can feel however we want to feel about people involved. We gave contract extensions to our head coach and our general manager based off of a 25-game sample size in the second half of the year in which we didn't beat a single team that was playing their best player.
After 4 years.
After one of the longest worst stretches in the history of our franchise. Mm-hmm. Our head coach has one of the worst winning percentages mm-hmm. in the history of the NBA, and they all got a contract extension. And so you were, as an organization, it was, we don't really care. It's not our money. Go ahead, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's great. And for other people, it's frustrating. In Seattle, it worked because she had John Schneider and the infrastructure was solid. And the NFL is just a different animal in terms of winning than in the NBA, because in the NBA, you can't do it unless you have the most important thing. And in the NFL, there are different ways to skin the cat. And so I thought back as I'm like reacting to all of this over the last couple of days, I remember that quote from Orem on our show. We interviewed him. Of like, yeah, dude, they've gotten a little fat and happy. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they want. Nothing's really questioned. Everything is signed off on.
Who asked? We don't get a lot of hard questions in the media in general.
I mean, the idea of extending our head coach and general manager from last year, you might think, okay, maybe you could make an argument here or there. There wasn't a lot of concrete proof to say that was the right idea. Nobody was ever fired unless there was a workplace issue that was brought up from Neil O'Shea, or Neil O'Shea had bent the ear of Jody Allen at the time and said, you need to fire Terry Stotts, and we need to fire Terry Stotts, and she went on to do it. And so a lot of this stuff I do think is a culture shock, and that is leading to people talking. And I'm not saying it's all positive or none of it's negative. That's not the point. I'm just saying a lot of the people who are speaking in this case to your argument from a moment ago is there is an agenda that is involved in this on one side of the issue or the other. A couple other quick thoughts here. Somebody said, I also understand Dundon not wanting to come out immediately and say we're going to pay top dollar and spare no expense, because that could mean the difference in a coach negotiation. And I've had that thought with Tiago too, of like some of this stuff you're talking to people, and maybe you want to show your current head coach who you're trying to hire, but you're going to want a deal that's fair for the team. And you're saying, hey, man, we got these college coaches that are willing to take the job for $1 million. I'm only going to give you three. How does that sound? Does he take the job? Like, a lot of this can be a negotiation as well.
Well, and I read, because I was reading through some stuff, like Brenda Moore is the coach at his hockey team. And Brenda Moore is a Hurricane legend who, coincidentally, when he bought the team, he didn't want to hire former players. He wanted to go his own route. He wanted to come up with his own ideas. Well, in comes Rod Brindamore. Brindamore has success. The players love him. Like, Dundon is on the record of, that's Rod Brindamore's job as long as he wants it. He'd go 20 years, and if we suck, it's my fault, not his. Like, that's how much he loves Rod Brindamore now.
Yes.
I know he's not the highest paid coach in the NHL. I read that he's market value. He's at fair market price for a head coach. Now, that's not the top paid coach, and they're the one seed.
I mean, he hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet. If he does, I'm sure he'll renegotiate. But as of now, it's fair market value is what he deserves.
And so, like, I know hockey is not basketball, but I'm saying is, like, they went from, I think, 26th. I think I read that right. 26th in salary.
In team spending when he took
over.
And
now they're sixth.
They're top six in the league.
So, like, yeah, hockey is different than basketball. I know that. But I'm just saying, like, he took it over, and it's about what? It's winning. And now his team is a one seed. I look at a lot of this, and like the coach $1 million thing, I think is my biggest takeaway. A lot of this stuff is interesting to read, because all I've heard is how it is a matter of definite fact that he's only offering $1 million. And we literally have people saying he hasn't offered anybody the job.
Nobody's been offered the job.
And nobody's been offered for $1 million.
Right.
He talked to two college coaches at the Final Four, which, guess what you do at the Final Four?
You talk to coaches.
It's a big networking spot. Don't know if you know that.
Right.
Ben McCollum, I actually love Ben McCollum. I think he's a great basketball mind, and what he's done at Iowa quickly and replacing a legend's been remarkable.
He talked to Mike Malone. You know what you shouldn't do for Mike Malone? Pay him $10 million. That's overpaying for Mike Malone.
He talked to Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau is no longer a candidate, according to the report.
Right.
My thing is, it's like, we just took that as matter of fact.
Yeah.
And this article says, like, that's not true.
It's not true.
But people love to gossip. The NBA is full of gossips. It's full of people with second and third handed down information. And what do you do when you play a game of telephone with human beings?
Turns into a different word by the end.
The word is bird. And then you get to the end, and it's like, nipple.
Whoa.
We're only 9 people long.
That's
how did that happen?
Weird turn, dude.
Right.
Do birds have nipples?
People love to see the fallout from false information, by the way.
They absolutely do. Quick ones here, then we'll go. A majority of Blazer fans are treating Tommy Two Nickels like a new president that they didn't vote for. Wah, wah, wah. They would rather fail than have change. This is great.
Yeah, we got to wait and see. It's way too
early. This guy's a businessman. I'm sure there's millions of dollars that are completely wasted each year on things that aren't needed to win games.
That's abundantly clear to me.
In other words, all people buying a new business or buying into one or taking over should do due diligence and look into evaluating things, everything to start. Then it got cut up. Maybe you dial stuff back a bit first before you ramp things up. People that think they've got so much money, this is a toy for them. They should just throw their money around frivolously are not smart people. So we'll see how it all goes from here. That will put a bow on our cheap Tom Dundon conversation for the day.
Finally
I'm sure
done.
There will be another new story tomorrow.
Finally done.
Another new one will come out.
Be done with Dundon.
And what will he do? I don't know.
Great article, though.
Time will tell. Great article.
We need both sides of all of this stuff. All we can do is react to the information we're given. That's a good article by Quick.
So I said, Mom remarried and stepdad has new rules. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Dude.
I did Harris's analogy of dad and mom from
Shield Tile.
Dundon and Shield Tile. Yeah. Shield Tile's the good cop, and Dundon was hilarious. I was cracking
it's
up listening
spot
to
on. I'm re watching the Detroiters on Netflix with Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson, and there was a episode in season 2. Tim Robinson's character has a little brother who's just a big loser. He won't move out of his house, and there's a stepdad, and he tells him to take his hat off at the dinner table, and then he yanks the hat off, and the stepbrother gets up and goes, "You're going to the bottom! The rock bottom!" And he rock bottoms the stepdad. That's what feels like what's happening now between Dundon and the fan base is just like, take the hat off. No,
I will not! Will not do it. We will get back into the Blazers because they got game 2 of their series. Did you know they're in the playoffs? You know they're playing in the playoffs right now? We'll talk about it. They got game 2 coming up. They'll sack at the top of the hour. Let's dive into some NFL draft nuggies as we're 2 days away, though.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
That's next on The Fan. All righty, welcome back in. Mail sack coming up top of the hour. Hey, do you know the NFL draft's in 2 days?
Isn't that wild?
It's weird. It's sneaking up. Because the Blazers are in the playoffs and all of this Dundon stuff's going on, it's sneaking up on me.
I don't...
Thank God we don't play on Thursday night, by the way.
Dude, my schedule this week, because I have basketball going on,
yeah,
everything has lined up exactly perfect for me for this week.
Perfect timing, like, of the games.
I was worried at the start of the playoffs that I was going to, like, DVR a Blazer game and be super behind.
Have to go back and watch
dude,
it.
Dude, I coach on Mondays and Wednesdays at Meadow Park, and luckily all of the games are on opposite days, and
yes,
then also the NFL draft.
Thursday, we don't play Thursday, we play Friday.
And I don't
Friday.
Have basketball Thursday.
Yes.
It is, everything is worked out.
No
we
complaints.
Got, we're rolling Sprags here,
round
and
of
I
applause.
Love it.
Round of applause.
Now, I will say this.
Yeah, the Friday game, I didn't realize was 7:30 until yesterday, because I'm taking my dad and brother. It's their birthday today. Happy birthday, dad and bro. They share
Happy
a birthday.
Happy birthday.
To Papa Johnson and Brother Johnson.
That's pretty wild. They share a birthday.
Pretty crazy. April 21st. And so we're going golfing on Friday for their birthday, and then my brother couldn't play until 4:30, and I'm like, for some reason in my head, I'm like, the Blazer game starts at 6. That's all right. It's a Friday. I'll record it. I'll catch up. Maybe get, you know, by halftime. I think we're just going to play 9 holes. And I'm like, wait a minute. Starts at 7:30.
7:45,
yes. And of all the days you can have the late game, Friday, definitely the best.
Yeah.
Because you're going into the weekend and we don't got to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day. So round of applause for the scheduling. I really appreciate it.
I want our beloved Blazers to put up a fight and have a good series. I also will say selfishly, if they get blown out tonight and they end up losing this and then you go into Friday and it doesn't go your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Sprags might be at Sunday's game for at least let's yes. take in a playoff experience and get our free noisemaker or towel that we can be super happy to have instead of a dumb t-shirt.
Let's enjoy all of this, shall we?
No, but I was going to say on the NFL draft front.
Yes, it's in 2 days.
We haven't talked a lot. It's been a lot of Dundon Blazer stuff. And, dude, we had some football diehards out there. Okay, and I'm one of them. Watching NFL Network. I watched Peter Schrager's, like, 2-hour draft extravaganza on YouTube. It was him, Rand Carthon, our guy Dane Brugler, and Field Yates, and they did our thing. They did a mock draft where one of them had, like, 5 different numbers.
Kind of went through who would you take here, yeah.
And they did a draft, and I just consumed all of that content. I'm not liking this Caleb Downs as a safety, so we can't take him top blank, and he ends up becoming
the best
a Kansas City Chief.
Yeah.
Because right now... It's trending that direction, and I know what's going to happen here. He's going to be mother bleeping awesome. Spags is going to know exactly how to use him on blitz.
Do not let this happen. Do not let it happen, NFL.
And here comes Mahomes. I got my ACL out of the way.
This is Jalen. This is Jalen Carter falling to the Eagles.
Dude,
on draft night,
I
where you're
know.
Like, no, anybody else can go and get him. Not you, Philadelphia. Speaking of which, did you see Brandon Bean, what he said yesterday?
Brandon Bean of the A's?
No, who am I thinking? The GM of the Bills. Isn't that the GM of the Bills?
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Billy Bean?
Billy Bean.
Isn't Brandon Bean the GM of the
Billy
Bills?
Bean
Did I get that right?
S.
Am I correct here?
Underachievers, you're right.
Okay, just
Brandon
wanted to make
Bean
sure. Now you make me question if I'm an idiot. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
So he was doing a press conference getting ready for the draft. Actually, look, he's an interesting figure because it was the Olshea Stotts thing where it's like, why is one of these guys still here but the other guy got fired? Didn't you have some responsibility in building this? Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
His quote yesterday was essentially like, look, we're drafting at the end of the first round. There's some guys that we realize we don't have a chance to get. And then he joked, unless they show up on draft day with a gas mask on. And then he directed his fan base to make AI photos of top-rated prospects doing things that were illegal so that they would have a chance. He was like, if any of you guys want to open up AI and, like, put, you know, Caleb Downs in a bong mask so we can get him at 30 or wherever we're picking.
Can we make David
Bailey? I would be greatly
Bailey,
appreciative of that.
Can we get a can we get David Bailey under arrest on AI?
Yes, put him in a car accident. He rolled over his car. Did he really? I don't know. We got to let him slip.
I'm looking forward to it because there's so much unpredictability after the first pick. Like, number two very well could be David Bailey, and we just call it good, and we know the top two picks.
Yes.
That would probably be who I go if I was the Jets. I really like Bailey, all the measurements, everything he did at Tech. Like, we saw that firsthand against the Ducks. But after that, man.
God, he was so good in that game.
The Titans is actually weirdly to say, you don't think about the Titans unless you're a diehard Titan fan. A lot of the way the draft goes hinges on the Titan decision.
You take a running back? Do you go defense because your coach is defensive?
Saleh loves defense. We know that about him. I think the Titan defense is going to turn around fairly quickly. Just, hey, I'm just guessing because, you know, we saw it in New York with the Jets, and we saw what he does in two runs with the Niners.
Yeah.
Is he going to go, this draft is flush with hybrid linebacker edge rusher guys? Or is he going to go, Jeremiah Love could be my Christian McCaffrey?
Yes, what doomed him when he was the coach of the Jets? It was his offense was ass.
His offense was terrible.
It was Zach Wilson to 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers and a popped Achilles. They couldn't score points.
Yeah. And we don't know if Cam Ward is truly a franchise guy.
No.
I can still like Cam Ward. You can still be the opinion he's going to suck forever. Doesn't matter. Does he go with a weapon? If he goes Jeremiah Love, the draft changes drastically. Because
yes,
all the
does.
Giants, by the way, have two top 10 picks now.
Yes.
The Cowboys reportedly want to trade up. Cleveland is sitting there like people don't know what Cleveland's going to do, whether they trade out or they keep the pick. So I know the Mendoza thing's a done deal. I still think the Raiders are making a mistake of not taking more calls on that seriously. And the Jets very well could go Bailey. After that, where does Sonny Styles go?
Yep.
Does Caleb Downs fall?
Does somebody jump into the top five? Do we get Dallas trading into the top five? Or do you get
Dallas
somebody else moving
this?
On up? Like, I saw a mock that had them taking Fiedemann at 12, and I'm like, whoa.
That's a bit high.
I love Fiedemann. That's pretty little early right there. So there's a lot going on. I can't wait. We're getting closer to it 2 days. We'll have a ton more on the draft, obviously, going into Thursday's show. There's another storyline in the NFL that it's weird to me, and I'm wondering if it will eventually end up making me change my mind. We'll explain what that is.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Next. All right, we'll get to the mail sack coming up top of the hour. Blazers play game two today, tonight, I should say. And we'll get to that in the last hour of the show. Mm. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to try and jam everything else in because there's not a lot of time today. Mail sack, Blazers final hour. Like, there's other things going on in the sports world tonight.
Maybe game two.
We got a lot. It's
game
a lot.
Game two.
My head's spinning.
That's a 5 o'clock start tonight, right?
I believe 5:15, probably.
Correct, 5 o'clock, yes.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, just.
What?
Chef's kiss.
Oh, perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
It's great.
Yeah, they got it's a weird doubleheader slash not really a doubleheader Because the Celtics and the...
That's a Peacock-only game.
Yes, but they also teased it last night watching some of it that'll start on NBC, and I don't know if they're going to move it.
No, I thought I was under the assumption it was Peacock-only.
No, the first game is on NBC Sports Network and Peacock.
Okay.
And then the proper NBC starts with the Blazers.
With the Blazers at 5. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Now, who's on the call for our game?
Same, Tirico.
Oh, okay. We got
the top crew for the first two games of the series.
Not because of Wemby?
No, it's because of Denny.
We got the Denny bump.
Yes, we do. Let's get to something else quickly, though, in the football world that's just a weird story of it seems like the timing of it couldn't be any worse based on what's going on with one of the coaches involved in this case.
Okay.
And that is that we all know a trade's going to happen, but it can't happen yet, but we're going to act like tampering isn't involved here. And, oh, by the way, it just came out that the head coach of the team who's about to acquire the player was also involved in trying to shut down the article about him and a reporter that covers the NFL. But the New England Patriots, according to Adam Schefter, have traded for A.J. Brown. They just haven't traded for A.J. Brown yet. He's not showing up to offseason activities.
It's done.
There's a date. The deal's done.
They're saying the deal's
done.
He's
going to New England, but we just can't trade him yet. So he's a Patriot, but not really.
Can the NFL vote on this? Can we get to the point where we just vote and say, oh, the deal's done. Everybody's going to be good post June 1. Let's give the exemption that we can just execute.
Why are we
now
waiting 6 weeks in order for this to happen?
It's real, you know.
It's very strange.
It's a lot of contract stuff that I don't want to get into. I just wish they could get over it.
Yes. What if somebody else comes in with a better offer, by the way? If this is out there, of like, wait, how much are they getting for that? Can we up the offer?
I don't want to make this not about A.J. Brown because I like the addition of A.J. for Drake May and the Patriots. I'm going to assume because they had one good year of Stephon Diggs that A.J. Brown, at least in year one, will work out splendidly for the Patriots. After that, it's a wild card and a toss-up that you're hoping relationships can keep okay.
TBD.
We know how good of a player he is. We know the impact. He's a 1,000-yard-plus receiver. He's one of the bigger, more physical specimens at the position in the league. We know the impact of that. I'm also not going to see that move happen now between now, June 1st, and the kickoff and say that's going to change exactly how I feel. It's a great piece, a great weapon that their offense could desperately use. I have no idea if that means they're going to win their division again or go back to the
Super
Bowl.
Have the same run that they had last
year. The NFL doesn't work that way, and most of this is injury luck anyway. So, good move. Not surprising. We nailed the teams that would, I think almost everybody watching football predicted Vrabel and the Patriots as a potential landing spot, if not the number
one. Where did he get traded from to go to Philly? Tennessee. Was that coach in Tennessee? Right. Mike Vrabel.
My biggest takeaway from this yesterday when it came out was more weirdly not player-related. I feel very awkward and uncomfortable with Mike Vrabel thing, given that Diana Rossini's lost her entire career potentially.
Yes.
And I'm not like, obviously he's went to the Super Bowl and she's a reporter. Those are very different like statures in terms of the league, but it's a very weird, uncomfortable look into one person getting away with being married and having older kids and it being potentially okay. If indeed it happened, even though they're still denying it, by the way.
Right.
Versus the other person also denying, but having younger kids and being married. And she is basically forced into resigning because the internet will not stop harassing her.
That's the way it works.
And, you know, if they did it, you know, that's terrible for both of them. But just watching how one may have lost their career.
Yes, depending on how this all works out.
And the other one is just like taking a bit of a back seat, but still going to operate and be at the face and the forefront.
I'm going to go trade for A.J. Brown. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm not somebody that's like really going to defend and jump into like the religion debate stuff, but it is a very bad look for him to jump into the Travion Henderson, let me teach you about God the right way, and then also like a couple weeks later.
I've been married since 1999, and I have two kids with my college sweetheart.
And now I'm caught up in this.
I may or may not be sleeping with an NFL reporter at a retreat in Arizona.
I feel very weird, and I used to be a big Vrabel guy, and now I'm like, I feel very uncomfortable with that dude, given the nature that somebody has maybe lost their career, and he's just in the back now because, that's how you handle it. You just put him in the back.
Put him in the back. Don't
talk.
Worry about it.
He'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, some more details came out about it. Basically, there was a report on ESPN, and they picked a writer who had no following. It was not a big name. And they had him put the article together, and they kind of buried it on their webpage.
Of course.
But it was essentially, I mean, what you think is how it all played out. It was a private investigator. The husband was curious about him or her potentially cheating or him or having an affair on him.
I mean, we had
a lot of things
dropped on different interviews.
He hired a PR. The PI then discovers this, the husband then sells them to the New York Post, and then they approach Rossini basically saying we're gonna
You're getting divorced if you're doing that, right?
Yes.
You're like, not working on your marriage by posting it to the New York
Post.
It was
also coming out that Mike Vrabel was actively trying to shut down the article from coming out, as was Diana Rossini. As they were, I don't blame them. I don't want that information out there either. If you're cheating on your significant other, it just, yeah, I'm with you 100% where all of the vitriol, it feels like, has been pointed in one direction. And the other guy's just like, what? He's just going to show up at coach opening night. Like, nobody's going to
be
on draft
doing interviews
night.
And everybody's going to
be like,
hey,
the NFL draft's on Thursday. They just traded for A.J. Brown. This is probably news that Diana Rossini would have broke if she was still working at the Athletic.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't know. It's a weird spot. I will say on the football angle of it, you know how I feel about New England next year. I think they're a regression team for me. Mm-hmm. I think they benefited from an easy schedule, down division. Buffalo, like the division stuff worked out perfectly for New England last year.
Yeah.
And I just think you see quarterbacks that go through these ebbs and flows early in their career. And I don't think they're dominant in any one area a la Houston to continue to do what they did after C.J. Stroud's rookie year, despite him maybe regressing as a quarterback. I don't know if A.J. Brown changes it a ton for me. Because I do have the fear. Now, you could point out Diggs and be right because he was a problem. He gets there and there weren't a lot of issues that came up with him outside off-the-field stuff last year,
yep.
Which certainly was not great. But it's just the idea of, like, how many if you have a couple of games of the bad passing attack and he's getting frustrated on the sideline, what does that do for your young quarterback? That's the only fear that I have here because when he's engaged and healthy and playing, there's no questioning the impact that he can have on the field. It's just dealing with the headache that comes with A.J. Brown. Now, maybe Vrabel's the right guy to do it because he's dealt with it in the past, but you got two games where you get shut out of your offenses and score, and you know A.J. Brown's going to be reading a book or saying some dumb comment, and then everybody else inside the organization has to answer
And
for
I think
it.
The thing about A.J. Brown is I don't think that happens year one. Even in the bad moments where they score 6 points and they lose, I don't think that happens. Now, I'm with you of like...
He'll be on his best behavior for a year.
I think a minimum of a year. Yeah, it's a new environment. It's a restart. It's a quarterback that I... Dude, you don't think the minute he has 7 catches for 164 yards and 2 touchdowns, he's not doing something where he basically says, it's nice to have a quarterback that knows he can throw all over the field versus just throw the long ball.
Yep.
Like, he's going to say something like that that's a shot at Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Because they have clearly fallen out.
Yes.
I think the one-year thing, Vrabel, it's all going to be fine, whether the good or the bad. It's, you know, they also had a lot of things break their way. I still think there'll be a really good team.
Yeah.
Playoff team, certainly. Drake May could take another step as a young quarterback, but this isn't a move that gets me to, like, move the needle in favor and say, well, New England's the favorite.
Now there's the, who's going to catch him and all that. I'm with you there. Mail sack coming up top of the hour. Let's get to the best of the rest, and I'll explain that. We'll do it next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. It is a Mail Sack Tuesday. Don't forget we got a sponsor on that now, too. How's your tea feeling over there? Taking your tea?
Mail
Our Sparta sack. Friends, Sparta TRT. We got a mail sack full of high tea.
You think their tea would help my stuffed-up nose today?
I don't think you'd ever have a stuffed-up nose.
I think you're probably right. Maybe
they
I need more tea.
That. Yeah. Although, for legal reasons, I say that's not true. We're just joking.
No, just kidding.
But SpartaTRT.com can help you.
Yeah, I can be low energy at times, so maybe I need some tea in my life.
Well, I mean, a lot of people dismiss their own health, like especially with dads and stuff. We put everything at the forefront with children and the schedules and, you know, some of us making the wife happy, you know, doing our daily chores around the house and whatnot.
That's right.
You don't realize that your tea's gotten real low.
No, it's going to be, today's going to be a struggle fest. Get not a lot of sleep last night. We got a stuffed up nose. It's raining. We're going to have to be ready to go when I get home today, but we'll battle through it. Let's get to the best of the rest. And by that, I mean, we got Mail Sack coming up, and the rest of the final hour will be dedicated basically to Blazers and Spurs because it's game two tonight. I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me throw at you, is there any reason at all, can you think of one, for me to at any point turn on the 76ers and Celtics game?
First half.
It's sports?
I know it's sports. I'm aware of that.
That was it. That's
all you got? There's nothing else other than it's sports?
I'll be really blunt. Unless I see an update.
Because Canadians Lightning starts same time.
Sure, and that was overtime, and that was a thriller, and you got a Canadian.
Game two, they're on the road. The Canadians do it. Totally like that. That's totally compelling to me. I'm just at, is there any argument?
No, okay. Look.
Four box it.
It's a streamer, though. I don't know if I get the NBC Sports Network.
No, that's true. Put it on your phone.
Oh, I don't think I do.
I don't know if it's on YouTube TV
I don't think
or not.
It's on YouTube TV. Yeah. I would just say no to answer the question quickly,
just
but
checking.
Also add, You know, if it's within like six in the final 3 minutes, maybe keep an eye, because Boston losing to Philly at home is hilarious, because Boston fan will
You're going to have to dual screen it, though, because the game, it starts at 4 and the Blazers game starts at 5. So if it's close competitive, you're going to have to dual screen while the Blazers game's going on.
I put it on my phone.
Phone game?
Yeah, the Blazers going
standalone.
Phone
game until the Blazers game starts, and then just check it at halftime.
Okay, that's probably, I'll handle it. I'll keep an eye on the score in case there is a need. I did not watch a second in game one. And I hope to not do so either tonight. Boston, don't let me down.
Will we ever get ratings for all the first-round series? Or is it gonna
I'd imagine at some point we will, yeah.
So you think we're going to find out how, on average, people watch the Suns and Thunder? Because that has to be less than a million. Why would you watch that series?
How many people live in Oklahoma City?
It feels like 15.
Okay.
I've been there.
15 people? So yeah. That's probably what your rating was. Because I also didn't watch that game.
Well, why would you? They're going to win every game by 20.
Well, and then after the Blazer game tonight, so we'll see what time it ends up tipping. It'll be the same thing probably for me, where I'm falling asleep in my bed with the iPad if it's a compelling, a good game. I don't know if we have an update on Kevin Durant, but
he is a game time decision.
Okay, he's a GTD for tonight.
He's a GTD according to the team.
How are we feeling? This is if he's playing tonight, far more compelling than him not playing for me. Lakers and Rockets game 2, nightcap NBC.
I'll counter you.
Yes.
Him not playing is not great television, but him not playing could lead to the Rockets going home down 2-0 with Kevin Durant coming back.
Also with Luka Doncic on the horizon, potentially.
I don't buy it.
Okay, you're not buying that one?
I don't buy the Luka.
J.J. Redick had a really funny quote yesterday where he said Luka told me he was fine, and I said, that's great. Now go get Kennard some water because he's our real MVP. Go get him a towel to dry off, all right? Luka, know your place.
I'd rather watch Kevin Durant play basketball against LeBron, because that was the only thing interesting about the series to me, because it might be the only series we get again in their careers. But
right.
I think going back to Houston down 0-2 with Kevin Durant returning is a very interesting setup. 1-1 is still good. Kevin Durant could ball out tonight, have 35 points. But
never know.
Him not playing and them going back to Houston down 0-2.
Yeah.
Or are the young guys going to finally step up and carry their kind of way to this thing, man? This was supposed to be the up-and-coming franchise that added one of the all-time elite scorers, and it's been so much, hey, Kevin, can you save us?
We need you.
And
we need you.
Yeah. Okay, Reed Sheppard, can you hit 4 threes today?
He's going to chuck tonight. I know that. If he's in the lineup again tonight, he's going to be chucking all over the place. Yeah, it's an interesting one for almost the wrong reasons because of who's not available in the series. Like, if you had Luka and Reeves on L.A. side and Durant fully healthy on Houston side, I think it goes up in interest. But the only thought for me, like, I don't think either team has a chance in hell against Oklahoma City. It's just the idea of if the Lakers are too advanced and then you get Luka back healthy in the second round, at least that series is more compelling for me to watch.
Can he
win a game? Can he go off? And then LeBron's back to being the third fiddle the way that he probably should at this point in his career, and Kennard's a bench guy that can score some points for you. Like, that series becomes far more interesting. Houston, even if they have Kevin Durant, there's nothing there if they go on to win this series for me against Oklahoma City. Which is funny the way we talk about teams, because we did this in Sacramento a couple years ago when they're lighting the beam. They're like, oh, here come the Kings.
I know.
Look at them. And then I know that's not Houston.
But Memphis did this. This is more Memphis to me.
Yes, Memphis is a great example of
they
like
were also a two-seed.
Up-and-coming Western Conference
team.
They
lost to the 7-seed Lakers.
Here we go. And then that's not going to happen. Yeah. And you gave up a lot to go get Kevin Durant in the offseason, and it might work. Maybe he's back tonight. They win. They even the series. You go home. You go on to win it. You go to the second round, and they could say that was a successful year.
Yeah.
But if they don't, by God, dude, a two-seed last year losing in round one, adding Kevin Durant and not getting out of the first round of the playoffs the next year.
Being a five-seed this year with Kevin Durant is a disaster.
And so, that's the angle for me. I'll stay up as late as I can to watch it. I'll probably fall asleep in the third quarter. I don't know if I can control that.
I wouldn't blame you.
But if Kevin Durant's playing, I'm hoping he's around. Yeah. 4.5 is the line in that game. Houston favored 4.5.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody for taking that if you think Kevin Durant's going to play, because I think they'll respond. 4.5, whether it's in that frame or not, I just find this series, I'm a big LeBron guy. Kevin Durant is one of the best players I've ever seen play basketball. And I love watching Luka and Reeves when they're, Luka especially when he's not complaining. They're great. I just, whether they're there or not, I view this series debatably the most irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because you can say whatever you want about Thunder Suns and Celtics Sixers. The winner of those series are going to potentially win the next series.
Yes, maybe win the championship.
I have 0% faith that either one of these teams is going to beat the Thunder.
Yeah.
So, like, when you actually evaluate it, it might be the least important series in the playoffs. who, if they win their first round, I guess maybe Orlando. Uh-huh. But if Orlando beats the Pistons, you're going to think, oh, maybe Orlando hasn't hummed in the way we thought they would at the beginning of the year.
Right. Houston, and the East feels more open. The West doesn't have that open feeling of it where if you get an upset, we saw, what was Indiana last year, six seed?
Six.
Like they won the East last year.
It could be Cleveland and Orlando in round two, and it's like, dude, I have no idea who's going to win this year.
Whoever wins could maybe win the series or win the Eastern Conference at that point. So, yeah, I think
if you get Hawks and Celtics versus Orlando,
be really funny.
And Cleveland, and then it's like Orlando and the Hawks in the Eastern Conference.
I mean,
finals.
It's good, but
one of those teams could be in the finals.
It's good and it's bad. The funny thing too about that point that you bring up, because I think you're spot on. There's no hope after this series for either team.
At all.
If I would have asked you in October as the year is tipping off and gave you these first round matchups, not knowing how the year was going to play out.
Or where they're seeded.
But I just tell you, Houston and L.A. are playing in the first round. That probably would have been near the top of your list. Luka, LeBron, Kevin Durant, the conversation in the offseason.
I would have assumed that as a setup.
Like, that's
for
a great,
yeah,
oh, here we go. And now it's like, yeah, whatever. But I'll watch that. We'll see if Kevin Durant's available.
Yeah.
So, game two tonight. That's the best of the rest. We'll get to the Blazers and Spurs, game two. Our poll question of the day, and we'll get to that, and how you think the game plays out tonight in San Antonio. Let's start the final hour, though, with the mail sack. And your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. Fire them in. We'll answer them next on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.